The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
I think the sharks are deeply misunderstood, and that everybody thinks of status when they eat shark's fin soup, but they are so unaware about the abuse of sharks. We need to make a stand. You know, sharks are part of our ecosystem.
Kind-hearted viewers, this is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. Our topic today is the vicious slaughter of a highly endangered giant of the sea, the shark, for their fins. Sharks have inhabited Earth's oceans for more than 400 million years, and scientists have found that they are highly intelligent beings. From an ecological standpoint, sharks are vital to keeping the marine ecosystem in balance. And, as shark populations disappear, the oceanic environment becomes disrupted in a chain reaction.
Some shark populations have declined for more than 80% in the past 50 years. There's an 89% of decline in the hammerhead sharks. There's a 79% decline in the great white sharks. There's an 88% of decline in angel sharks. IUCN's list of threatened species of 2006 contained at least 547 species of sharks. 20% are being classified as critically endangered.
Why are sharks' numbers precipitously declining? The answer is that marine life stands no chance of survival, given the locational technologies currently being used by the heartless fishing industry, including fish-finding sonar satellite positioning systems and spotter helicopters. Ruthless fishing methods such as trawling are decimating sharks and other sea dwellers. This technique involves towing a large fishing net behind one or two vessels. Trawling ships can be up to the size of a football field and may stay at sea for 6 months at a time. Another method involves the use of purse seines, or large nets, with one end fixed while the boat hauls the other end in a circle. During these operations, all marine animals larger than the net's mesh size are inhumanely trapped, including sharks. Each year, a staggering 100 million sharks are slaughtered worldwide by the fishing industry. Bycatch is the term used for marine life that is unintentionally caught and typically dies during the fishing process. It is estimated that 50% or more of the sharks killed annually are bycatch. Sharks killed by finning are also part of the huge annual death toll. Finning refers to the extremely savage practice of removing sharks' fins and then dumping their bodies back into the sea. It is estimated that every second, three sharks die due to finning, becoming bycatch or loss of habitat. Finning is the direct result of the global demand in Asian communities for shark fin soup, consumption of which has grown astronomically in recent decades. This tasteless dish is often served at weddings and business dinners to show wealth and position, and can cost up to $100 a bowl. The market price of shark fins has been driven up so high that finning has become a routine practice by fishermen across the globe for the sake of quick profit. Miss Andrea Eng, president of Earth Care, a Hong Kong-based nonprofit animal protection and sustainable living organization, has been a vegan for 23 years, and approximately 99% of her group's volunteers are vegetarians.
The process of shark finning is very cruel. Sharks are usually caught as a bycatch during the fishing process. And the fishermen, in order to save space for more expensive fishes, for example, tuna, they just cut the fin from the shark when the shark is still alive, and then dump the body of the shark into the sea and let them bleed to death. So you can imagine how painful the shark is when it's being dropped into the ocean and they have to gradually bled to death, and no one knows how long that process would take.
The finned shark writhes in utter agony in the reddening sea waters. Her body slowly sinks to the bottom, as without fins, a shark cannot swim. She eventually dies of pain, suffocation, and blood loss. After diving off Cocos Island near Costa Rica, Peter Benchley, shark conservationist and author of the novel Jaws, said, "I have seen the bottom of the ocean strewn with finless sharks, one of the most horrific sights I have ever seen."
大家好，我的名字叫张摩卡。他们会把鲨鱼抓起来，然后把鱼鳍割下来之后，再把鲨鱼丢到海里。我觉得这样很可怜，请大家保护鲨鱼，不要再吃鱼刺了。
Please, from now on, stop any starch fin consumption. Finning is responsible for the death of tens of millions of sharks every year. However, there's been a lack of systematic record of the catch data of sharks and shark fins in many countries and jurisdictions. There are many reasons for that. Firstly, there have been a lack of incentives for poachers and fishermen to report this data, partly because in some countries, shark finning is already illegal. And secondly, there are different types of categorizing and labeling according to different types of custom recording practices. Thirdly, because of these illegal poaching practices, many organized crime activities were involved. That's why many fishermen do not want to report these issues to law enforcement authorities as well. That's why I would like to ask every one of you not to contribute to this organized crime and illegal practices, and not to contribute to these cruel and unsustainable practices.
When we return, we'll have more on the unconscionable massacre of sharks. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Hi, my name is Timothy Ng. I'm an actor and host based here in Singapore. Sharks are a very, very important part of our marine ecosystem. So if the sharks die in the ocean, we die.
Hi, I'm Randall Tan. I'm an actor here in Singapore.
I believe that we need to save ourselves, and in order to save ourselves, you know, we have to save what's around us. We don't have to kill in order to make ourselves have a higher status. It's not necessary, so we are here to save the sharks.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television, where today we're focusing on the horrific practice of shark finning.
If you want to supply yourself with protein, of course, shark fin soup is not a very good source of supply. Firstly, shark fin soup itself is tasteless. And secondly, shark fin soup is often infiltrated by heavy toxic metals like mercury and cadmium, etc. And it is also widely known through scientific evidence that high level of mercury assumption could cause very serious harm to both pregnant women and children, causing serious damage to the brains and to the nervous system.
Besides affecting the nervous system, mercury poisoning is associated with cardiovascular disease, kidney failure, premature delivery, and autism. A 2008 study found that 8 out of 10 shark samples sold in Hong Kong markets exceeded the maximum allowable level set by the authority, with some samples being 4 times beyond permissible limits.
Many consumers have the wrong belief that shark cartilage could be used as a cure for cancer. However, so far, there have been no scientific evidence to support these propositions. There are also uses of shark fin and shark oil as part of cosmetics. However, there are already a lot of herbal alternatives, often organic products, which are actually more healthy for your skin. And therefore, you don't need to cause cruelty to the poor marine animals and cause problems to the ecosystem.
Once depleted, it takes many decades for shark populations to return to previous levels, if they do so at all.
Sharks are very highly vulnerable because the female sharks are very long-lived and they only reproduce at a very later stage of their life cycle. In addition, most sharks have very few offspring, usually producing about 3 to 4 eggs every time. Sharks have very long gestation periods, and it often takes 25 years for sharks to become mature.
On World Animal Day, October 4, 2009, the Spare the Shark campaign was organized by Singapore's Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, or ACRES, or ACRES. During the well-publicized event, local celebrities, including Jamie Yeo, Melody Chen, Randall Tan, and Timothy Na, pledged not to eat shark fin soup. Participants shattered soup bowls, and the resulting pieces were used to create a 15-meter-long mosaic of a shark along the famed Orchard Road.
Hi, my name is Dougie, and I'm the founder and president of ACRES. But these soup bowls represent an enormous amount of cruelty and insensitive killing across Asia. So right here in front of us, we have a massive 15-meter-long shark, and we're going to make it entirely out of broken soup bowls. And we are hoping to convey the message to the public that there are 100 million sharks like that gone into soup bowls every year. When we look at the sea, we don't see the destruction happening underneath. We don't see that as we are turning it into a desert day after day after day.
Make a choice, make a stand, and just stop eating shark's fin soup. When the demand goes down, the supply will go down, and the sharks will be saved. Thank you.
就是他们直接把鲨鱼活生生的从海里捞出来，然后把它鱼刺砍完，又活生生把它丢回去。可是这样我觉得很残忍，也蛮恶心的啦。而且他们有些人花了那么多钱买了鱼刺，鱼刺它是被重金属污染蛮严重的，可是你吃下去以为养颜美容，但其实我觉得你吃的是一碗毒药。因为我们不会想要去吃的话，说不定 渔夫他们觉得这一块市场没有什么的话，就不会去捕鲨鱼那些来做这么残忍的事。没有买卖就没有杀害，所以请大家不要吃鱼刺。大家好，我是徐东平，我现在任职于海关，保护鲨鱼可以从你我做起，请大家不要吃鱼刺。We
can still save the sharks. Many countries have already banned shark finning, and the oldest chain of shark fin restaurants in Hong Kong has shut down. Veggie replacements for shark fin are abundantly available, and many wonderful groups such as Earth Care and the Animal Concerns Research and Education Society are working hard to save our marine friends.
我叫吴曼婷，我叫吴曼琪，因为他们把鲨鱼这样子割掉，好可怜哦。为了可怜的鲨鱼，不要吃鱼刺，谢谢大家。
May the world soon follow the organic vegan diet so that the splendid shark and all the other magnificent beings on our planet will live freely and in peace. For more information on shark conservation, please visit the Animal Concerns Research and Education Society, earthcares.org.sg. Earth Care, www.earth.org.hk. Blue Sphere Media, www.bluesphere.media.com. Sincere viewers, thank you for being with us today on Stop Animal Cruelty. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the day soon come when all God's creatures on earth live together in harmony and mutual respect.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.